Wyoming State Representative Andrew Byron from House District 22 calling us from Cheyenne to talk about the ongoing legislative session. Representative, good morning. How's Cheyenne today?
Good morning, Duke. Thank you for having me. Cheyenne is 45 degrees and sunny, and I'm getting reports that you guys are not seeing that on that side of the state.
We are less than 45 degrees and less than sunny, actually. Yeah, very much snowy today again. But appreciate your time today and talking about what's happening in the session. Of course, Representative, one of the committees that you serve on is the House Revenue Committee, which means you get to start right out of the gate with property taxes, which is the big topic, of course, again this year. Tell us what's been discussed in committee work so far about taxes.
Well, that is why we're starting a little earlier this morning. You know, our second day committee usually starts at 8 o'clock, and our committee chairman said get here at 7:30. So we're going to work about 5 or 6 bills till 10, and then upon noon recess, we're going to keep working. And he told us that upon adjournment, about 4 or 5 o'clock, we'd be right back down in that meeting room. So, you know, there's dozen, maybe 15 property tax bills, both committee bills and independent, you know, filed bills from different senators and representatives that came and made the filing deadline. And we're working the best bills we can. I think that I think everything's going to come through House Revenue because it has to, if it makes it survives the floor. And man, do we have a heck of a docket coming. You know, we have an expansion of the property tax refund program, which Lincoln County, you know, residents used a lot of that program, which is really great and really opted into it and really helped them out. And then we have a couple other pretty cool bills coming. I think one I'm really excited about is House Bill 3, which is a property tax exemption for those that have paid property taxes in Wyoming for 30 years and over 65 years old. They have a 50% reduction on their property taxes. You know, that's going to get amended. Duke, I think there's a good chance that bill might that 30-year threshold might get amended down to 25 years, but we'll see. That's in our House Revenue this morning here in about 15 minutes, and then we do have a good cap bill coming, House Bill 45, which would exempt all your property tax appreciation from the prior except 5%. So you'd essentially only be paying any increases from your previous property tax bills 5%. So that's coming down the pipeline here this morning for House Revenue as well.
Representative Andrew Byron this morning on the Weekday Wake Up, when you look at these bills and some of which you just outlined, how optimistic are you in their success, at least on the House side of things, once they get introduced on the House floor? And also, how optimistic are you in the help that they're going to provide Wyoming residents, especially on this side of the state?
Well, isn't that the question we're all trying to answer? You know, I'm optimistic. Your delegation over there on the western side of the state, the good Senator Dockstader, as well as, you know, my good friend Lane Allred, Representative Allred, you know, we've been talking a lot about this since the day we walked out of the Capitol last year. So I am optimistic, Duke. I think that I think if we show up back at home without some major property tax relief and some reform, we're gonna have a tough election next year. And, you know, more important than that, it's just very needed for the people of Lincoln County, Teton County. So I'm really excited about it. We're going to get some stuff done. And Revenue Committee has certainly been, I think, the committee that's living in the spotlight and certainly did during the interim throughout the state.
Absolutely. That's Representative Andrew Byron, House District 22, serving the northern end of Star Valley. Representative, appreciate your time. I know that's the big topic of discussion. We have just a few seconds here left. Are there any other bills in your other two committees that you've discussed that you'd like to just highlight real brief?
Yeah, real briefly, the Outdoor Recreation Tourism Trust Fund, which was already approved and put into law and funded in our previous session, the governance part of it. So the meat and potatoes, if you will, the administration side was a victim of day one in the Senate. But, you know, the good chairwoman, Sandy Newsom, out of Cody, brought one in on the House side, and it passed pretty easily yesterday. So all that does is establish a governance and administration part of that trust fund. And, you know, Duke, that's one of the most communicated bills and the most of calls and emails I have gotten from Lincoln County to get that trust fund up and going. So that'll really benefit our outdoor rec, our snowmobilers, our four-wheelers, our trail people, our bikers, you know, and I'm really excited about bringing that industry and continuing to support that industry in western Wyoming.
Representative Andrew Byron, House District 22. As always, Representative, appreciate your time. Thank you.